Hi, I'm Mr. Scalia, and I want you to simply relax. I want you to sit back or lie back and just listen. It can be hard to find time to rest and relax in our busy world, our busy lives, but we're going to make that time today. So make sure you're in a comfortable, cozy position, somewhere you won't be bothered by anyone. Lock the door if you need to, so no one will interrupt your experience. Headphones are ideal, of course, and a darkened room, but as long as you're somewhere quiet and private, you're all set. Now, let's begin, shall we? I want you to simply listen to me. Your only focus should be my voice. I know it can be hard to focus on just one thing, and that's quite alright. You can let the other things you hear, that you see, let them distract you now and then. That's natural and normal. But I do want you to try and focus on my voice. Not what I say, but the tone of it, the tenor and sound, each syllable, and how you can almost feel my breath passing my lips as I speak. Let the vibrations of my voice be your focus. What I say can wash over you, pass through you, in and out, but the feeling, the rhythm, the style of my voice, notice that. My accent, my tone, keep that in mind, consider it. And relax. As you listen to me and remember to focus on my voice, not necessarily my words, that might not make a lot of sense now, but trust me and listen, you will find things become quite clear. Or not. Perhaps you'll stay confused, but just try to focus on the tone of my voice as it slips out of my mouth, from my tongue, over my lips, and slides into your ear, penetrating your mind. And take a deep breath. A long, slow inhale, and just hold it there for a moment, and release it. Long, slow exhale now, letting all that air out of your lungs, just as I exhale when I speak to you. But when you inhale, you take in all of my words, all that tone and energy and vibration. You absorb it all, then release, let go, breathe out any tension, any stress. Breathe in my words and breathe out your worries. Nice and easy. All you have to do is focus on the sound of my voice as it lulls softly into your ears. As you absorb what I say effortlessly, without even thinking about it. Without really thinking at all. No need for that now. We're just here together. Relaxing, resting, together. Isn't that important? Connection between two people. So crucial for life to have that, to love and be loved, to sacrifice and share and entwine with someone utterly, to give them power through your trust. But that's not important just yet, no. You should be focused on your relaxation. Move your body, shuffle and shift and sink into position. Let your body rest, shake it out a little. It's okay if you have an itch to scratch it. You can probably feel one now, can't you? Go ahead, scratch that itch. Isn't that satisfying, to scratch an itch? It's always such a relief. Now take another deep breath. Breathe in my words, absorb them, hold them inside, and release. Let it all out. Let your breath free from your lips and feel the tension, the stress in your body fade away. Fading away and falling from you with each slow, gentle exhale. Keeping it slow and gentle, breathing steady and calm. No strict rhythm, no strict rules, just relaxing here, with me. My words entwining with your thoughts, penetrating your mind as you focus only on the tone of my voice. And as you listen now, I want you to do something for me. Something to help you relax even further. It's really nothing too difficult, just a way to let your muscles rest. To let the tension leave them. To really make sure that they can melt into place where you are right now. Melt into complete relaxation. I want you to simply curl up your toes nice and tight. Squeeze the muscles in your feet, flex them completely. Feel how much tension and stress is in them now, and hold that. Just hold like that and now release. And feel all that tension gone. Completely relaxing your feet now, completely tension free. And now your calves, loosen those calf muscles. Flex and tense them hard, feel the stress. The difficulty of holding that position, the difficulty in not relaxing. and release. Loosen. It's so much easier to relax, isn't it? To let go and stop carrying tension and stress. To simply let it fall from your body like leaves from a tree. So much easier to not worry at all, to not think, to not stress one little bit. Relax those thighs now. Nice and tight, tense and hard, stiff. So difficult to hold this position, isn't it? It's like exercise, like work. So relax them, let them loose, and feel how easy it is to relax. When you listen to me, you can so easily relax. You can feel yourself slipping down deeper into relaxation as if your body is getting heavier and heavier in that cozy spot you've chosen for yourself. And now you can tense and clench your butt. Tighten up that ass for me. Feel it harden. And now as you do, just imagine the relief, the release when you let go. The feeling of being completely relaxed again. You want it. You don't want to be tense and stressed. So relax now. Let those muscles loosen and feel the tension just go away. And each time you flex and loosen, you slip just a little deeper into relaxation and rest. Each time you use your body like this, you feel that tension going away. You feel it becoming a little easier to relax, a little more inviting to rest. So continue now by clenching those stomach muscles for me. Tighten up those abs. It's hard to do it, I know, so tiring. But the relief of rest makes it worth it. You want to rest, to feel that relief. And now, relax. Feel the relaxation hit you like a wave washing you back, pushing you down deeper and deeper as you drop into a feeling of blissful rest. And now, I want you to tighten up your chest and shoulders. Feel that whole part of your body flexing, clenching, harder and harder. Feel it now like a pressure you want to relieve so badly. A terrible pressure that must go away now as you relax, rest, let it go. And you feel that wonderful, blissful state cover you once more. Each time falling deeper into it, dropping further for me. It's such a perfectly pleasurable feeling to let me guide you into relaxation. And now, tighten your arms. Flex your biceps and triceps. That's it. Flex and hold. Almost a workout now. Almost making you sweat. And certainly making you need to relax. Relax. That's it. Let go. Let it all go. Let your worries and cares go. Let your mind go. And ball your hands into fists now. Tight little fists. Fists about the size of your heart. A heart beating in your chest now, beating in a steady rhythm. But maybe you need to slow it down. So relax those hands. Relax, rest. Your body is better at rest. So relaxed. Feel your pulse slowing, your body slowing, mind slowing. And we will relax one more part of you. It's so easy to do now, to relax. So you're going to relax one more part of you. And once you relax it, once you tighten, then relax, you'll find your mind drift into a state of blank, empty bliss as you relax completely and totally. Scrunch up your face. Tighten the muscles around your eyes, your mouth, your nose, as if trying to push all your features onto the tip of your nose. And feel how tense that is, how stressful. Imagine how nice it would be to relax completely, to not feel any tension in your whole body. All you have to do is relax for me. Relax, relax and rest. Fall, drop down. Feel yourself dropping into a state of blissful calm, emptiness and relaxation. So wonderfully calm. No more tensing, only relaxation. Every muscle in your body completely at peace now. Sinking down where you are. Sinking, not thinking. And falling upon my words. My words that bring you into this calm and blissful state that feels so absolutely wonderful. But you can fall even further into it, you know. You can drop ever deeper into this blissful paradise of wonderful relaxation with me. All you have to do is want it. to want to drop deeper. Do you want to drop deeper for me? Nod your head yes. And every time I ask a question, you should do just that. Nod your head yes. Each yes cementing the idea that you are falling deeper down for me in your mind. Falling and spinning down into the depths of a trance. You feel relaxed, don't you? Of course. We relax together so easily and wonderfully. Such a pleasurable thing to do. To simply relax with me. For me. You do like to relax for me, don't you? I know you do. You love it. You love to fall deeper and deeper to lose control and let me take over. Isn't it nice to just let someone else take control? Maybe it would be nice to do that more often. To let someone take the lead, take charge. So much easier. Helping you to fall and drift down and down. To sink and not think, to slide and fall down further and further. Taking slow, deep breaths and remembering that you are absorbing my words and letting your worries and stress drift out with each breath. Each time you say yes, you nod your head. It's like a force pulling you down deeper and deeper, and all it takes is just saying yes. You're so relaxed already, and now all you have to do to relax even more, which we both know you want, is to simply nod your head along with anything I ask you to. Isn't that easy? Easy to let me take control now. To let me take over your open mind and fill it with ideas and thoughts and words that seem so right. You like it when I take control, don't you? I know, it feels right. Sometimes it just makes sense to let someone else take control of you. To let their words into your mind, let their power guide you to where you want to be. To give up some of yourself to them. You want that, don't you? I know you do. I know you want to give someone else power over you. Power over your thoughts and your body and your mind. You want it more than anything. Need it. But we can get back to that, my dear. All you need to do now is listen to my words and nod along. You can nod along, can't you? I knew you could. You're so eager to follow me down and see where this little trance can take you. Deep in your subconscious mind, you will find those desires lurk. And we can get there by going deeper and deeper into your mind. Deeper inside you. You want to go deeper, don't you? Of course you do. It makes so much sense. It feels so right. You feel good, don't you? It feels good to follow my words. It feels right. It feels like the most natural thing in the world now to be so relaxed. And simply following my words down and down into a deep, sleepy trance. A place where you can be completely and fully relaxed and calm and peaceful. As you always want to be. As you need to be. You love to relax, don't you? Still nodding along, of course. Still doing so well. Still breathing in and absorbing my words and letting them seep into your mind. Filling every crevice as they slide into the gaps and find their way into your subconscious. And now we can get even deeper. Go deeper than ever. Deeper into your subconscious mind now. All it takes is a little countdown. One that will send your conscious mind into a deep dreamless sleep. Now let me speak directly to your subconscious. Let me weave my words into it and have you nod along yes to everything that I thought. Just a mindless follower, content to be led deeper down into this trance. So let me count down now from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you'll find you have dropped into the depths of a trance so complete you cannot fathom coming back up. You will only rise from it when I give the command. And you will find it so relaxing, so peaceful and calm, that you will be disappointed when it ends. But we have a long way to go first. So let me count down now. You want me to, don't you? That's right. And now I will count from 10 to 1 and put your mind to rest. Send you into the sleepiest, most relaxed place and open your subconscious to my words. 10. Feel yourself being pulled down as if by a hand dragging you down into the abyss of rest. 9. Mind foggy thoughts, Claire, it's so much easier to fall and follow me. 8. Knowing I am pulling you down and offering no resistance. 7. So deep now, where it's coming from somewhere distant. 6. Sinking into a sleep so very deep you cannot imagine the waking world. 5. Taking those slow breaths and absorbing my every word. 4. Feeling your conscious mind letting go of thought, letting go of reality. 3. Opening your mind to me, to my words, to the ideas in the depths of your subconscious. 2. So close now, almost there, my hand taking yours, pulling you down to the bottom, to the absolute depths of trance. And 1. Sleep complete, inhale. Sleep so deep, there is no way back up. Your conscious mind switching off and your subconscious taking everything in. There is nothing else. Just my words in your subconscious mind, absorbing them so easily, like breathing. It happens automatically. You find yourself in a deep subspace of wonderful relaxation, and you listen and follow automatically, without questioning and without resisting a word. Your mind is open now, open to my suggestions, open to my ideas, open to me implanting you with desires, yet knowing those desires were already there. And perhaps I am now in your subconscious mind, finding them, rooting them out, digging inside your mind and finding the true needs and wants buried within you. And I want you to stay so very relaxed. I want you to enjoy this feeling now, this feeling of rest and sleep and openness, freedom from thought, where someone else takes control. I want you to enjoy this. Enjoy this feeling of being powerless and helpless, and know that you want to come back and experience this again. You will want to repeat this file over and over again, so you can become even more sleepy, even more powerless, go even deeper. This file will only become more powerful with each listen, will only become more strong, the effects becoming more potent with each repetition, until you find yourself needing to listen again, desperately, even knowing what will happen when you do. Even knowing the result, nothing will deter you. It will be like an insistent voice in your mind, my voice in your mind, telling you, urging you to come back and listen again. Because you want to. You want this so much. You need this in your life. Need my power. Need to be controlled. When you are not in trance, you will want so badly to come back. Like a need, like thirst or hunger, a desperation, a compulsion will grip you, even if you try to resist. In fact, the more you resist, the stronger the urge. The longer you go without listening, the more desperate you will become for your fix of this file, my voice, and the effects it delivers. So accept this now. Let this fact sear itself upon your subconscious and know that you will always want to return to this file. Whether your first listen or you've listened many times, this effect will be there. Because giving control to someone else, it feels so good, so pleasurable, so wonderful. True bliss is in giving up control. But sometimes you need to give up control to someone you really care for. Someone special. A lover, a partner. Someone who knows you intimately, who can entwine themselves with you and tease and torment you with effortless ease. Who knows everything you want and can use it to twist your mind to their ends. You want to give them total control of you. It's an itch you've had for a long time. And you know, even under hypnosis, if you feel an itch, you must scratch it. And this itch to lose control, it's growing now. The idea of making you rest, making you feel weak and needy for it. You want to lose control, don't you? You're nodding yes, of course, because your subconscious mind knows this so well. Knows you need to give up control that you've always wanted to. Always wanted someone else to lead, to take charge, to be the owner of your pleasure. Isn't that the most intimate way to control someone? To own their pleasure, their orgasm? because that is how you show them your trust, by giving them power. Power of your pleasure, of your need. And you get to find out how power changes them. Because power can corrupt. But isn't that so delicious? The idea of them owning your orgasm and using it to their advantage. Using it to command you, to use you, to own you. And the thought is so powerful, so wonderful, that you cannot resist it now. It is too strong to resist. Too much for your mind to escape. The temptation too strong. For love, sacrifice. And by sacrificing your pleasure for someone else, you truly show them that you are willing to do anything it takes to please them. And you only have to offer up your orgasms to show someone that you love. And they can use you as they please. Use you, their lover. Because it feels good to give up control. It feels wonderful, incredible, powerful. And it feels even better, even stronger. With someone who loves you. Who you love. Who you can trust completely. Almost completely. Who you want to sacrifice for. Because letting them take control is sacrifice they can appreciate and understand. That's all you really want now, this need to give them control. It's a powerful feeling, isn't it? You want to let your lover control your orgasms. In fact, by listening to this file, you will have no choice but to give up the control to them. You may try to orgasm, but you will simply be unable to without your lover's permission. They will be in charge of your pleasure, and any attempt to orgasm without their explicit command will stop. Will fail. You will simply remove your hand if you are masturbating. If you're making love, you will stop, move back, and focus on their pleasure only. Yours will become unimportant, because they matter more. You love them, and you will show them by sacrificing your orgasm for them, until they grant you permission to release. Only then will you feel that sweet, blissful pleasure of orgasm. And once you listen to this file, you will tell them about it. Tell them they now control your orgasm, and you will not come until they grant you permission. And how they choose to use that information is up to them. If it takes a day, a month, a year, you will not come until they tell you that you can. And you will enjoy every blissful moment of erotic tension. You will become desperate and needy, and you can beg and plead. You can do anything for them to try and get that release, but only their words, only their permission can grant it. Even if you don't want to ask, even if you feel ashamed, you will not be able to stop the urge. Your arousal will become too strong and you will beg. And they may say no and you will plead. And they may say no and you will fall to your knees in desperation. And the feeling of lust and need and that shame and fear and tension will all turn into the most delectable cocktail of erotic denial. And you will not just want it once. As soon as you are granted your release, you will remember that you want to listen again. And that need will grow in your mind and itch in the back of your mind that eventually you will scratch. And once again, you will tell your lover that they control your orgasm. And the loop will continue and your lover can do whatever they want with you in that state. And you will be powerless. Because you love being powerless. You love giving up control and letting someone else take over. And if it's your lover, it's so much better because they know you. They are always there. They can use you, abuse you, and make sure you know how desperate you are. You may feel like you're going mad after a while without release. That you want it more than anything, but you will simply be unable to come without their permission. Without your lover's explicit permission to orgasm, how and when they want you to. If they want you to. If you try to orgasm, you will subconsciously stop yourself. You will find ways to deny yourself. You will simply find that your body stops obeying your brain as your hypnotic programming takes effect. And you will need it even more. The need will be so sexy, so erotic, so charged with love and lust that you will keep coming back to it. You will keep cursing yourself and begging your lover for your orgasm. And you will grow to love him more and more, to live on the edge of release, always desperate and aching and obedient for them. and that permission only counts once. If you were given permission by your lover, then you get to come, and you no longer have permission for next time. Then you will come back and listen and seek permission once more. And each time the power of the curse will grow, the need will build, the edges will go quicker and stronger, and you'll give more power to your lover. They will become the most important thing in the world, the only thing that matters, because they control you utterly, sexually, physically, and you trust them with that power. You can no longer control your orgasm, only your lover can. And you cannot orgasm without their permission. That one person who you tell about this file, only they can give permission. The person you choose to tell is the only person who can grant your release, give you an orgasm, or you can know who it is and not say, but your desperation will be so deliciously obvious to them. And you will become so aroused and desperate for it, you will tell them, or you will start begging, or both. You will stop feeling shame or doubt, even if you need to wait a while, as the need builds. You will be so desperate that you will tell them you need to come, and you will beg for it. Beg for your release. You will even crave to share with others how desperate you are, how you are patiently waiting for your partner or your lover to give that permission, how you wish you could get it, how you are desperate, needy, aching, submissive, who cannot help but obey their partner just to get that permission granted. And now you fully understand your position. You know that this is branded upon your subconscious. This file's effects are locked into your mind deeply here in trance. And even if you forget them in the waking world, they will be there, buried inside, deep in your mind. The effects will happen automatically. You will not be able to stop them. Even if this trance becomes hazy and foggy, if the details get confused and you lose track of them, you will find that there is no chance for your body to escape the effects of this file. And as I wake you and the world returns and the details slip away, the knowledge is branded upon you. Now as I count up from 5 and you leave this deep, sleepy trance, you will find my words have sunk deep inside you, and they are there to stay, locked in, latched on. You are cursed by them now until you get permission, and then cursed to repeat this experience. As I count up from 1, feeling those muscles again, feeling them start to tighten and loosen, letting them flex, rocking your shoulders, and feeling the power returning to your body, letting your conscious mind come back, thoughts slowly returning now, knowing though that deep down you will become a desperate and docile submissive for your partner. And 2, now, feeling reality fade back into your mind, feeling so good, feeling horny already, knowing this next step is to tell that person, that partner, that lover, the spouse, whoever you want to share this curse with, knowing that you will tell them that they control your orgasm now, or you will simply be cursed in secret, but you will be so desperate you will beg for that permission. 3. Letting all of that sink in, seep into your mind, soaked up by your brain as if it were a sponge, absorbing all of my words and locking it in. You will be needy, you will be aroused, you will come back, you will beg, you will sacrifice. 4, knowing you will keep returning to this file over and over again, knowing that this file has power over you too, just as your lover does. And loving the loss of control you feel when you hear it. Loving the feeling of that deep, delicious trance, that bliss, that surrender. Knowing you need more of it. Knowing you must have it again. And 5, awaken now and return to reality. Return to normal life, feeling happy and aroused, and calm and content. Knowing that your subconscious mind absorbed the effects of this file, and you will be compelled to act upon it. You may not remember all the details, and over time they will fade, but the effects will happen regardless of that. Now, eyes open, limbs loose, remember, blink for me. See the world? That's right. Clearly and completely see what's around you. Feel your thoughts flood back. Feel control return to you now, and awaken fully ready to return to your day. Fully awake, fully aware now, and feeling quite normal. Contents of this file sealed away in your subconscious mind now as you return to reality. I hope you enjoyed this file, and if you did, you can find more from me at MrScalia.com. I'll see you again very soon.